bad people.
Right.
Cemetery.
All right. Do you have some other names for them?
No, just the cemetery. All right.
Same thing if it's the churchyard
same thing
or
it's the...
or wherever it is. What do you call the box that people are buried in?
The box that they're buried in?
Yes.
They call them casket. There's no box, they call them casket. And he's in that casket, and then they're going to dig that grave and put that box down first and set that casket in that box.
What do you call that service they have after somebody dies?
Service.
The service, when they go to church and have a service. Right.
Well, they call that preaching the dead person's funeral.
Right after a family has lost one of their loved ones, you know, sometimes they'll wear black for a while or have some other way of showing that they are real grieved and miss the person that died. You say they're in what?
They're in mourning.
Okay. If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? If you're feeling just about average, you'd say, oh, I'm what?
I'm feeling all right.
Okay. If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it will come out all right. Don't what?
Well, I say some of the trouble would come out all right. He would say you did, and I say, yeah.
And you might tell them not to what? If they seem to be troubled and you think everything will
well,
come out
I
all right.
Well, I tell them don't worry. I says everything will come out all right. Don't worry.
What do you call this disease of the joints that sometimes causes people to feel sore and stiff when they first get up in the morning?
Well, they get up in the morning some morning and they feel sore and stiff. I would call that the old rheumatism.
Okay. You remember a disease that people used to have a long time ago? Maybe there would be a big flood and some flood water would get into a dug well and maybe people would take a real bad sore throat and have blisters all over their throat. What did they call that, you remember?
They would have blisters all over the throat. They would call that the fever.
What did you call this that sometimes children would die with, that their throat would have blisters and just swell up? And they take shots for it now to keep them from having it, and people don't have much anymore. Do you remember what you call that?
Well, you call that the... You call that the... it's your tongue.
What did they call the disease that people used to have, especially down by the river, that would make a lot of folks turn yellow? You know, the mosquitoes would bite them and they'd turn yellow. What did they call that?
Well, they would call it, my idea about it, they would call it, and make the people turn yellow. I would call it their what that they was doing, and then got in the skin and make them in it. Make them in the skin. I've seen lots of them.
Do you remember what people used to call that disease?
They would call it the paralytic, I believe. Something like that.
What do you call it when somebody has a real bad hurting in their side?
Well, somebody got a real bad hurting in his side. I would call it
and they have to have their appendix taken out. What do you call that sickness?
I would call it, you got the appendicitis.
Okay. If somebody eats something that doesn't agree with him, and he has to go outside, and you'd say he did what?
Well, I would call that if he needs something he had no business, and it makes him throw up.
Okay. Okay.
Because I have that often. Now I eat Sunday night, and I was sitting out there on the porch right over there, doing fine. And just before I got up to go in the house, my stomach started to hurt. And it hurt until about midnight. And I had to get up and took a dose of soda to get it eased.
What would you call this besides throwing up?
Throwing up? Well, you wouldn't call it anything but this. They don't say no throwing up, they say puke.